Jai Hind children, now we have treat decentralization in India. We noted that federal government have two or more tiers of government. We have so far discussed the two tiers of government in our country. But a vast country like India cannot be run only through these two tiers of government. States in India are as large as independent countries of Europe. In terms of population, Uttar Pradesh is bigger than Russia. Maharashtra is about as big as Germany. Many of these states are internally very diverse. There is thus a need for power sharing within these states. Federal power sharing in India needs another tier of government below that of the state government. This is the rationale for decentralization of power. Thus resulted a third tier of government called local government. When power is taken away from central and state governments and given to local government, it is called decentralization. The basic idea behind decentralization is that there are large number of problems and issues which are best settled at the local level. People have better knowledge of problems in their localities. They also have better ideas on where to spend money and how to manage things more efficiently. Besides, at the local level, it is possible for the people to directly participate in decision making. This helps to inculcate a habit of democratic participation. Local government is the best way to realize one important principle of democracy, namely, local self-government. The need for decentralization was recognized in our constitution. Since then, there have been several attempts to decentralize power to the level of villages and towns. Panchayats in villages and municipalities in urban areas were set up in all the states. But these were directly under the control of the state government. Elections to these local governments were not held regularly. Local governments did not have any power or resources of their own. Therefore, there was very little decentralization in effective terms. A major step towards decentralization was taken in 1992. The constitution was amended to make the third tier of democracy more powerful and effective. The first point is that now it is constitutionally mandatory to hold regular elections to local government bodies. The second point is that seats are reserved in elected bodies and the executive heads of these institutions for the scheduled caste, scheduled tribe and other backward classes. The third point is that at least one third of all positions are reserved for women. The next point is that an independent institution called the State Election Commission has been created in each state to conduct panchayat and municipal elections. The last point is that the state governments are required to share some powers and revenue with local government bodies. The nature of sharing varies from state to state. Rural local government is popularly known by the name Panchayat Raj. Each village or group of village in some states has a Gram Panchayat. This is a council consisting of several ward members, often called panch, and a president or sarpanch. They are directly elected by all the adult population living in that ward or village. It is the decision-making body for the entire village. The panchayat works under the overall supervision of the Gram Sabha. All the voters in the village are its members. It has to meet at least twice or thrice in a year to approve the annual budget of the Gram Panchayat and to review the performance of the Gram Panchayat. The local government structure goes right up to the district level. A few Gram Panchayats are grouped together to form what is usually called a Panchayat Samiti or block or mandal. The members of this representative body are elected by all the Panchayat members in that area. All the Panchayat Samitis or mandals in a district together constitute the Jilla Parishad or district parishad. Most members of the Jilla Parishad are elected. Member of the Lok Sabha and a member of a legislative assemblies of the district and some other officials of other district level bodies are also its members. Jilla Parishad chairperson is the political head of a Jilla Parishad. Similarly, local government bodies exist for urban areas as well. Municipalities are set up in towns. Big cities are constituted into municipal corporations. Both municipalities and municipal corporations are controlled by elected bodies consisting of people's representatives. Municipal chairperson is the political head of the municipality. In a municipal corporation, such as officer is called a mayor. This system of local government is the largest experiment in democracy conducted everywhere in the world. There are now about 36 lakh elected representatives in the panchayats and municipalities, etc. all over the country. This number is bigger than the population of many countries in the world. Constitutional status for local government has helped to deepen democracy in our country. It has also increased women's representation and voice in our democracy. At the same time, there are many difficulties. While elections are held regularly and enthusiastically, Gram Sabhas are not held regularly. Most state governments have not transferred significant powers to the local governments, nor have they given adequate resources. We are thus still a long way from realizing the ideals of a self-government. Now we have to read an experiment in Brazil. A city called Porto Alegre in Brazil has carried out an extraordinary experiment in combining decentralization with participatory democracy. The city has set up a parallel organization operating alongside the municipal council, enabling local inhabitants to take real decisions for their city. The nearly 13 lakh people in this city get to participate in making the budget for their own city. The city is divided into many sectors or what we call wards. Each sector has a meeting like that of the Gram Sabha in which anyone living in that area can participate. There are some meetings to discuss issues that affect the entire city. Any citizen of the city can participate in those meetings. The budget of the city is discussed in these meetings. The proposals are put to the municipality that takes a final decision about it. About 20,000 people participate in this decision-making exercise every year. This method has ensured that the money cannot be spent only for the benefit of the colonies where rich people live. Buses now run to the poor colonies, and builders cannot evict slum dwellers without resettling them. In our own country, a similar experiment has taken place in some areas in Kerala. Ordinary people have participated in making a plan for the development of their locality. Thank you. Jai Hind.